and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right. It is 9:06 on this Friday, August 7th. We're coming to you live from the Hope Watermelon Festival, where things are getting cranked up here. They've been doing stuff all week. Started with a parade on Monday and all the pageants Tuesday. But today and tomorrow are crunch time. It gets crazy. A ton of vendors are here. You've got a 5K. You've got races, a mile, all the things. You've got watermelon eating contest, seed spitting. You've got softball. You've got wrestling. You've got, I mean, there's so many things going on. We're going to visit with Heather Baker here in just a minute. By the way, check out Heather Baker on Instagram today. Holy cow. She looks like she's ready for some competition or something.
Lord, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Impressive.
Wow.
Hey, before we get to Heather, let's visit with a guy that we've been hearing about for the last 2-3 hours. Because I think, Roger, don't you think because of the name?
We heard about the name, but you don't have a name like that. There's got to be a great story comes with it.
It's Runt Kidd, R-U-N-T-K-I-D-D, Runt Kidd. Good morning, Runt. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. How are y'all doing today?
Is Runt, is that a given name, or is that your original name?
No, my uncle gave me that name back when I was young because I was rounder than I was tall. So
that's what it was. You do a lot of things. You don't just do watermelons, but watermelon is one of your specialty.
Well, it's something I inherited years ago from my grandfather. Then from my grandfather, when he passed away, a man called Doc Martin. We called him the Watermelon Man, and I just kind of fell in behind him and went from there.
Christian, will you turn that music down? I think it's still up.
Following behind, so what is the deal? What is it about, break it down for you. What is it about Hope? What is it about your grandfather and then the Watermelon Man that makes you think? Because you just said something about, there's some watermelons here that are sweeter than others.
Well, yeah, there's different types of watermelons, guys. Some of them sweeter than others. You got Jubilees 2s, and my favorite is a 720. It's to me, that's about the best watermelon.
720. Why is it the best?
They're all uniform. They're all cut the same, and they all come off at the same time.
You tried some of this, and you go, "Sorry, Roger, you didn't get a sweeter watermelon."
It's just not got that sweet taste to it.
And it's the way you raise them, the way you grow your.
Well, it's just the soil that you raise them in. It's got a lot to do with the weather, also, guys. If it gets too much, back earlier, we had a lot of rain and they was real watery and wet.
That's negative. You usually think water's good. Water's not good for watermelon, right?
Not early in the year like that. It can get too much.
When does it start? When does the watermelon season start?
Well, we start preparing our ground February and March. If the weather permitting, then we try to. I planted my melons this year the 1st of April.
1st of April, you threw them in there.
Yes.
Do you yield every seed, gives you a vine, gives you a melon?
Most of them, yes.
Most of them,
yes.
Do.
Yeah.
And so in April, you're planting. When's the first one you're picking?
We try to have that first bunch ready for the 4th of July.
For the 4th of July, really?
Then you try to plant for the middle. Then you try to have them exactly for the watermelon festival.
How long does it take?
Anywhere from 45 to, according to what variety you plant, it goes back to that. Most of them 45 to 55 days.
So in 2 months, I'm growing, a melon should be ready for...
2.5 months somewhere.
Okay.
And that goes back to your varieties, what you planted.
Don't you love his confidence/cockiness when it comes to watermelon? By the way, Congressman Bruce Westerman is listening. And Bruce says, I've got a great story about Runt Kidd. He's a feral hog hunter extraordinaire.
Yep. That's what I do in the wintertime, me and my grandsons. We kill 300 to 400 a year.
Can I tell you, I have asked somebody, somebody said, we got 1,000 of them out in Saline County, we're going to take you. Because I wanted to mount one, they had up in my house. Went out there, not one Runt was out there. They couldn't believe it. So anyway,
he ain't mad about it.
If you can find me a big one with some big tusk I can kill and mount, let me know and I'll drive down here and go with you.
We've got him.
Listen,
I've got a story to tell about Bruce. Last year he was standing on the... It's White House with a little bitty watermelon. Looked like it might have weighed 3 or 4 pounds. So I text him And I told him that I would send him a real watermelon.
Okay. He didn't. He never. He should have got it from you. Let me tell you, he walked up, and for those who don't know, he looked at the watermelon that the Clay had bought. Mm-hmm. He looked at Ryan and said, I'm sorry you didn't get you a good watermelon.
He said, well, he said, I'm sorry you didn't get one sweet.
Sweet.
He didn't say they were bad. He just said,
we know you're super busy. What's your booth over here called?
The Sugar Shack.
The Sugar Shack. So if you're down here, if you want to get runt stuff, it's the Sugar Shack, and you got plenty of watermelons to sell, Ryan.
Got plenty.
Hey, did you see that watermelon that was here?
Yes.
How much did that weigh?
It weighs about maybe 28, 29 pounds.
Yeah, I'm going to buy one or two from you. How much they weigh?
Anywhere from 32 to 50.
Good night, nurse.
What's the biggest one you've ever grown? The biggest weight?
65 pounds.
Okay. We'll let you go. Thank you so much. Pleasure.
Thank y'all.
Pleasure
enjoyed
to
it. Yeah,
thank you,
Ryan.
We'll get you on again.
Runt Kid.
We're not so busy. Runt Kid. All right, Runt. That's it.
Thank you, guys.
He's a living legend here in the
Jubilee. And the 720.
I know.
I know. I've seen that Jubilee on a sticker.
I've heard about it somewhere.
That on a sticker. So that's great to know.
Let's check in. I know we got Heather Baker on the hole. Let's go ahead and bring in. Thanks again, Ron. Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Sir.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank
let's
you.
Go ahead and bring in Heather Baker
Thank
there.
You. Thank you.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. My question to you is, are y'all participating in the Watermelon Olympics?
No, they had those last night. It went to like 10 o'clock, and they said it was pretty intense. Yeah, they were rolling the watermelons. Out there in the field somewhere. No, I don't want to get hurt. I barely could do the musketeer.
Yeah,
I'm passing the mic. Listen, Heather Baker, we got to find out. We just saw a picture of you on Instagram. Holy cow. Who is this fitness?
What's that all about?
Who's this fitness competitor, Heather Baker, that's showing her abs out in the swimming pool today?
Well, it's time for me to be my best me, and I have to put me first so I can take care of everything else that's going on. And, of course, my husband and the fitness guru he is, that helps.
Yeah.
So, you know, living it and having a partner and living it together is the best way to do it.
Yeah, outstanding. Good job. I know you've got an article in this last edition. Is it AMP or AY with the Ryan Silverfield on the cover?
That is AY. That's the same issue that the Hope Watermelon Festival publication. Yeah.
Yeah, we mentioned that earlier, Roger. If you want to see a great rundown, when you sent it to me this morning, it reminded me to read it. And it's got everything. It's got a great rundown of the history of why they did it when they stopped because of the Depression in the 30s and picked it back up in 77. So you can see that one. It's very easy. I've been seeing the Ryan Silverfield covers all over the place. And, of course, this is a big one down here, 50th anniversary of the Watermelon Festival, Heather. So
yeah.
We've got that covered. What else do people need to know about this weekend in the state of Arkansas?
Well, I'm actually in Hot Springs currently, hanging out at Overnight Digs at the house called the Rock Star, and this place is phenomenal. You said you've been here before, David?
Yes, it is. It was one of Jason Shamlin's, Raj, and it is over the top. If you want to have the most amazing VRBO, it's got like a built-in karaoke stage, and I mean, it's just over the top. I don't have any bedrooms it has, but it is one of the most spectacular VRBOs I've ever seen.
Yeah, it sleeps 25. We have our own. That picture that was taken is at the waterfall at the house. It has its own putt-putt course. You know, we've got, we have pool tables and shuffleboards, multiple kitchens, like three sets of decking. I mean, it's amazing. But I'm up here because it's a Hot Springs baseball weekend. So that'll be going on at Hot Springs Convention Center. You know, this is, Hall of Fame members, Fred McGriff, Jack Morris, Del Murphy, Bill Spaceman, you know, Lee, Dave, Stewart, so many incredible baseball people. This is free, guys. So if you love baseball, this is a place you want to be. We'll have the whole itinerary of everything going on for that in Hot Springs up here on aymag.com. Another fun thing I've discovered is true crime murder mysteries. I've actually fallen in love with this. These people fly in from all over the world to perform in Arkansas. You can go to their event that's at 600 Interstate 30. It's this Saturday at 5 o'clock, or you can hire them for a private event, which I'm working on right now. But this is a true dinner detective true crime murder mystery dinner show. So you don't know who's going to be killed. You might be a prime suspect. It is so much fun. So check that out. That Saturday at 5 o'clock. We also have Guitar Wars, and there's a story about this as well, David and Roger. But this is an incredible fundraiser. Their people have gone through trials and tribulations. Our friend David Dunavat has given them a guitar, teaches them how to play, and then they get to perform, and it just gives them a purpose, something else to do. And I'm so honored to be the presenting sponsor for this. This will be going on at Rod Robertson Theater Saturday, opening at 9 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss this. You can see so much cool music and prizes. We've also got the inaugural Corvette Show and Shine. This is at Guatney Chevrolet in Jacksonville. So if you love cars, you own a Corvette, you want to check them out. There's the C8s are out. They're so cool, completely renovated. You've got to check that out with that rear engine going right behind the seats and the power of these cars. But that's going to be going on Saturday at 8 o'clock, so you can check that out in Jacksonville. We have the Fire and Flow Jam Show. So this is prepare to be dazzled. You've got LED lights, hoop staff, fire, palm torches, bubble juggling, even a dragon that's going to be there. So that's at Laurel Park on Saturday at 6 p.m. We've got so much more going on. We've got Tawny Town Great Festival going on. Kiss in Hot Springs. Yeah, we've got Footloose, the musical. So, David, I'll have the whole profile of everything going on in the state at aymag.com. We have every music venture that's going on in the state, all sports events, everything is on this one calendar.
You know, there's so much going on. I'm amazed. I guess, Roger, you know, these are the last few weeks of summer, and we're going to be at the, what did I call it? The Chicken Fry up at Mount Nebo, I guess in 2-3 weeks, and that's probably the last thing I would think of the official summer here in our. But that's great that you guys can, at aymag.com, that everybody can go look at everything you just mentioned, and there's a lot more in there. We had the guitar folks on.
We had
them on the other day.
Yep.
That's a good group, and this place is really will be a hopping deal. You know, one thing we got to remind ourselves is that, Heather, this is not only just a Arkansas thing. There are a lot of people that come from Louisiana and different Texas to come up to this Watermelon Festival, and
they triple their
30,000 people. So you understand how that works. Heather, I know also too, next week we've got the Touchdown Club lineup.
And I'm definitely a seeds girl. Talking about watermelon, if it doesn't have seeds in it, don't eat it. That's where all the value comes from. In fact, the seeds have so much nutritional value in them as well. So I'm definitely a seeds girl. But yes, I am excited about the Touchdown Club.
Yes. Heather will eat the seeds. That's how tough she is to get lean.
You know what? I know that people do that with the pumpkin seeds. Or watermelon is watermelon seeds aren't. They don't cook those or fry them or do anything.
What seeds?
Like
the watermelon seeds?
Yeah, I know they do.
I don't think so.
Do that with the pumpkin seeds.
I don't know.
Right?
Well, Heather,
am I just dreaming it from my drinking days?
Well, Heather, I enjoyed. Listen, that is a Jason Shamlin's our good friend, and he's created so many cool properties. That one is one of the coolest ever. It's basically like a commercial bar, restaurant, pool. I mean, it's like a hotel. It's off the chart. So, and it's a great weekend to Hot Springs, too, with those baseball guys being over there. So take advantage of it. If you love baseball, go over there. But sounds like there's 9,000 other things to do, including here in Hope. So thanks as always, Heather.
Thanks, Heather.
Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, and I'll see you Thursday at the unveiling of the Touchdown Club lineup. I cannot wait. My next 457 weeks are booked out for the Touchdown Club. I'm so excited.
That's awesome. Maybe she'll also reveal her abs at the lineup. You want to show off your abs to everybody next week?
We'll probably say no to that.
All right. Thanks, Heather. Appreciate that.
Nice.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too, Heather. Yeah, she's all bowed up.
Well, she is. I don't know what's going on there.
I know. She's trying to keep up with her boyfriend.
She's doing it.
Let's bring in Big Sarge real quick.
Speaking of abs.
Yeah, Big Sarge has been going toe-to-toe with the mayor, getting things done on the boat ramp. By the way, Steve Qualls coming up with a NASCAR report.
Speaking of abs.
At the bottom of the hour. Big Sarge, are you there?
I'm calling him. I'm trying to get him.
Okay. Roger, we've got to do our seed spitting. We may try to get Congressman Westerman on. He's on the way down here. Listen, if you're a congressman or a rep from this area, you got to make an appearance.
Runt told me that he remembers the first time he saw him was right here in this spot right here.
Who's
where
that?
Those shirts are.
Westerman.
Westerman, seeing Bruce doing that back in the day. He said he can call up Bruce anytime.
How about that?
And he said, Bruce, go, what you need, run.
That dude's a character.
You don't.
That dude
you
is
see
a
him walk out of here? Got on his
nose. He got on his
facts arch back. He's got on his Ray-Bans.
He is a character.
He's a boss.
He is a character.
He's a boss.
And I love he walked up, and even though Clay went and bought those watermelons, he walked up, took a bite, and he said, man, I'm sorry, Roger.
Yeah.
He said, yeah,
yeah.
We could have given that. We liked it. We liked the watermelon.
Yeah.
It tasted pretty good. Big Sarge, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, we don't have a ton of time. We're slammed down here at the Watermelon Festival, but I know you got your show Sunday. I know all the big thing is you went and talked to the mayor about this boat ramp. It needed to get improvements. What happened with your meeting with the mayor?
Okay, first of all, big shout out to Little Minnow. She just texted me. She goes, she listened to her popping you, so big shout out to Little Minnow. And yes, so here's the deal. We all know how big fishing is in Arkansas, and I'm lucky enough to be on the buzz every Sunday. But here's the deal. When they did the expansion down there at the bridge, they took everything away, Baz. Everything.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
So everybody was calling me saying, you got the voice, baby. You got to get up there and talk to them. So Mayor Hartwick set me a meeting up yesterday. I went in, and not only did we fix it, he fixed it while I was there.
Wow.
And so the
rebar
was in the water.
What needed to be done?
So there was from the bridge, there was rebar sticking out of the water. That's dangerous, Baz. There was, they took the dock away, so there's no place to pull your boat up and get your partner or anything like that. So that's being worked already. The light situation, the gates, they locked the gates at night, so we dealt with that.
Everything that you threw at him, he said, you're right, we'll get it fixed.
He did. And bottom line, folks that are listening, that the leadership don't know there's a problem until you tell them there's a problem. So he didn't know there was a problem, right?
Right, right.
So all that's being fixed, and I'm throwing some secrets out there, some secrets. There is a cruise ship coming to Arkansas that's going to be parked about 1,000 yards from that ramp. And this is one of those you can get on it and do a cruise and eat a dinner.
Oh, yeah,
something
I saw
like
that. It's going to stay on the river. It's not going to pass them through. It's going to be a permanent river attraction, Roger. Did you see that? You used to have that. You know that party. What was
it? Hot Springs?
No. Yeah, is that what it's called? The Hot Springs with the big wheel.
The bell. It was the bell.
Yeah, and it was going up and down the river. So you're saying that's coming? I did see that report the other day.
Yeah,
that's going to be exciting. Look at Sarge making things happen.
That's going to be cool, guys. There's a new facility being built right there, Baz. It's a weighing station. So things are happening for the anglers, and I appreciate everybody's support. This Sunday, we got a huge show, baby. And join us. We're going to have some fun. And as always, I appreciate Basil giving me a little bit of time on his show.
Well, it's funny, Roger, that...
We appreciate that, Sarge.
Sarge is...
You are our show.
Sarge is trying to see if he can get Quincy Rose back on the show. And as we know, Roger, these guys have agents now. So Sarge is trying to work through agents, our sales department, working with Leslie and Justin, trying to get this thing figured out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the agent wants as much
Sarge.
Money as they can get.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, it says, welcome to our world, Sarge. But Quincy's a good kid.
Yeah,
hopefully you get that worked out.
Yeah, you know, I love you. I took him fishing. And you're right. This is new to me. And when I called the agent and told him, I said, God almighty, that's high. He said, well, I'm not doing my job unless I go for big money. So I don't know. I just hope and pray that we get Quincy on, but we'll have to see.
Well, good work. I applaud you for trying to make that happen. Listen, nobody works harder at doing things on this radio show than Sarge. I'm going to tell you, there's nobody that works at 2400 Cottondale Lane that's more dedicated and more passionate about trying to do a good product and sell sponsorships than Sarge. There's not an employee, the CEO, myself. I'm just telling you, there's nobody that works harder and more. And this is nothing against any of us. We're all working hard. But I'm telling you, Sarge he loves what he does. He doesn't do it for the money.
What?
And we're lucky to have him on Sunday mornings. And so you're the best, Sarge.
That's right, Roger. I don't do it for the money, baby.
Yeah. The Buzz is lucky to have you. We know it, too, and we're glad to have a guy like you on the weekend.
For the fun.
For the glory.
For the glory.
And for the money.
For the money.
Mostly for the money.
Oh, right.
All right, Sarge. Thanks, buddy. You're the best.
Bring me back a melon, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. See you, man. Yeah, it doesn't matter whether it's our CEO, the GM, the salesperson. It doesn't matter. He's as committed and cares about doing that show than anybody that we have. Oh, wow. Here's another watermelon coming in. Is this one for you?
Are you Runt's granddaughter?
Runt's helper?
You are. Wow. Put that rascal
how
right there.
How much is that going to cost? Do you know?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
He likes that word. What's your name?
Randy?
Rayleigh. She looks like a movie star.
You sure are.
Well, look at it, especially now that you thank
you
so much.
Right there on camera. Look at
that. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back.
Thank you so much.
Steve Qualls, got to get our NASCAR report. We'll also try to visit with Congressman Bruce Westerman, who's on his way down to the Hope Watermelon Festival. So don't go away. 9:26.
Joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things late.
This is SportsCenter.
In the NFL, the Lions made Jahmyr Gibbs the highest-paid running back in NFL history with a 3-year, $67.5 million deal that could be worth up to $75.75 million. It also includes $51.5 million guaranteed. Gibbs has been a Pro Bowler in each of his first three seasons. This surpassed Bijan Robinson's new $75 million deal that he received earlier this week. Last night in the NFL's Hall of Fame game, the Panthers beat the Cardinals 33-30. Carson Beck looked solid in his debut for Arizona, going 15 of 19 for 188 yards and a touchdown. Haynes King also played well for the Panthers as he had 180 yards passing with two touchdowns and 39 yards rushing with another touchdown. Next up for the NFL is preseason week one, which starts next Thursday with six games. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Partly cloudy and hot today. A high of 96. Heat index values could reach 105. So there is a heat advisory this afternoon for central Arkansas. We will have some isolated showers and thunderstorms. It's a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms and an overnight low of 75. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Looking for something unique to do in Little Rock? Head to the Museum of Discovery. Explore hands-on exhibits, try real science experiments, and meet live animals up close. Little ones will love the Small Fry Fish Camp Gallery, designed just for early learners. Catch an electrifying bipolar musical Tesla coil show or live science demonstration during your visit. And with special events happening all the time, there's always something new to experience for all ages. So plan your visit and check out upcoming events at museumofdiscovery.org.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org. LifeWise.org.
Edwards Food Giant presents Razorback basketball color analyst and Drop Time Sports co-host Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem. Rick joins the guys each week to talk Razorback sports and whatever else might come to mind. Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, folks. Jeff Peters here at Hagen's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Morrilton. You know, I hear a lot of dealers advertising that they have the best price or no one can beat their deal and all these big claims, but you and I know we all buy these new cars from the same spot and we pay the same price. We understand it all boils down to you and where you decide to buy a vehicle. I want to invite you out to show you, not tell you, how fun and easy it is to buy with us. So make the short drive to Hagen's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Morrilton today or check us out online at HagensMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
It's Fort Thompson's annual sales tax free weekend, August 7th and 8th. Everything in the store, sales tax paid. 2 days only. Firearms, clothing, safes, ammo, waiters, store wide. Save 9.5% on everything in stock. Tax free weekend, August 7th and 8th at Fort Thompson.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders, building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
What's that?
Isn't Roger in there by now?
I don't know. We need to peek and see. 661-1037. Glad you were with us today as we have been having some fun out here at the Hope Watermelon Festival.
Yeah, man.
Got about 30 more minutes. Going to visit with the Congressman Bruce Westerman, who used to play for the Hogs back in the day. We'll see if Roger Clinton comes in. He's selling soap down here.
Soap from Hope. Is it on the rope?
And you said his book would be called.
Well, and the only reason I say that, because when I say it.
You said it in love.
No, well, I say it in love, but no. But it's not a derogatory term towards him when you call somebody a dope. I'm not calling him a dope.
Right.
Because I'm assuming, because of the cocaine connection and everything, he's been sober for 25, 30 years.
Yes, yes.
That's what I'm talking about when I talk about dope.
Yes.
From dope to soap.
I love it.
The Roger Clinton story.
That's a bestseller. Somebody's Angry Buckeye says, hashtag more melon. Needs to be used more often. I'm big on more melon.
I like more melon. Let me tell you something about this melon that Runt brought me in. He's not going to bring me a piece of crap.
Oh, yeah. The name of his place?
The name of his place is Sugar Shack. His granddaughter, Rayleigh McMurrah.
You're guaranteed that the Sugar Shack could get you a great watermelon.
You're going to get a great watermelon, Sugar Shack. Yep.
And made by Mandy. Unbelievable cookies here.
Yeah, here's the thing about a place you come to a festival like this, Hope, Arkansas. Don't you worry about ingredients. Don't you worry about nothing. Now, listen, if you're, what's the thing if you can't eat peanut butter? What's that?
You've got a
gluten glaucoma. Yeah, what's it called? I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, you don't worry. Don't eat this cookie then, because it may have everything you need. Because what does it say?
Said the product is prepared in the kitchen that is not subject to inspection by the Department of Health.
Yeah,
so I love it. Okay, so you know.
Yeah, if you have a milk problem, don't be doing it. If you've got a peanut allergy. Don't play.
Let's check in with our buddy Steve Qualls. There's a connection with the Hope Watermelon Festival with Steve Qualls and what he enjoys. Let's bring him in now. There,
I know what that is.
It's showtime! Boogity, boogity, boogity! Let's go racing today, boys!
He rubs it, and rubbing sun is racing.
You ain't first, you're last.
Hit the pace car! What for? Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect.
Well, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I kiss excellence. It's a big, hairy American winning machine.
Shake and bake, buddy!
In Jesus' name, boogity, boogity, boogity.
It's time for Morning Mayhem's NASCAR correspondent, Design Labs, Steve Qualls.
I like where they got Steve Qualls.
He does say that. Well, you know what Steve is to us.
What is he? My dad, Steve, is listening. He said, when do I get to hear the asset to our show today? I said, he's coming up at 9:35. Good morning, Steve Qualls. How are you?
Hey, morning, guys. Strength and honor. Love you, Pops. Glad you tuned in all the way from Florida.
Strength and honor. So Garland County, you're telling me, Steve, we'll be running in the Hope 5K, which is tomorrow. You've got several school district teams coming up here to run. Is that right? Or over here to run?
Yeah. A lot of our cross-country teams and our kids use the Hope 5K as a good training run before their season starts here in a couple of weeks. So I know that several of the school districts are bringing partial teams, and some of them are bringing their full teams down there to run. So it'll be a lot of kids from Garland County, as well as a lot of other cross-country teams from around that part of the state will be over there to run it. It's a great event. I highly recommend if you're a runner to go to that event.
Yeah, I think they have, Roger, I think they said 500 people are going to be running the 5K. And, of course, they've got a one-mile run for kids. All right, so this past, 2 weeks ago, you had a weekend off at NASCAR. But right this past weekend, was it this past weekend? When is the Brickyard 400? You already had that run. That's already been run, right?
Yes. Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. Corey Heim wins it. He drives part-time for Michael Jordan's 2311 team. He'll be full-time in NASCAR next year. Christopher Bell runs second for his sixth time this year. This was not NASCAR's best event, and a lot of frustration with the drivers and the fans over the racing at the Indy course. It's not the track. NASCAR has a real issue with this car racing well at this type of track. They're going to have to make some changes to the car with some wedge and some adjustments, and probably a little bit of part of the bottom of the car to make the car more prone to be able to pass. It's just too much inline racing, and nobody's happy with it. So I see NASCAR pretty soon fixing this problem.
Isn't that weird that you get on a different track and you can't pass? Yeah, nobody wants to watch a race where nobody can pass.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants
to go down 30.
No, the Indy track is very flat, and so that's just not prone to this type of car. Does not like that kind of track. But NASCAR, a lot of talk about it right now. So NASCAR is really good about making changes. We're going to talk about that here at the end of the segment. But I want to go ahead and get the question of the day, because this is going to tie into the race this weekend. And the question of the day is this: Does NASCAR use an ethanol or non-ethanol fuel in their series?
Say it again.
Does NASCAR use an ethanol or non-ethanol fuel in their series?
Okay, does the winner get a T-shirt courtesy?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting a Mayhem T-shirt, and we'll ship it to you.
Design Lab, brought to you by Design Lab and Steve Qualls. 661-1037. Does NASCAR use an ethanol or non-ethanol fuel in their series?
That's easy.
That should be an easy one. 661-1037. Let's see if the phone lines are lighting up. By the way, as we're waiting for that, we do have to play, Roger. We still have to play
Finish the Lyric.
Justin Moore, Finish the Lyric, right. Brought to you by Hagen's Dodge.
All right.
And I don't know if you want to throw out the name of the song.
Well, I'd like to.
But we'll let Steve go ahead. Go ahead and start, Steve, and we'll see if we get Christian, do you have a caller ready for the answer?
Yeah, we do.
All right, let's go ahead and hit that. Who's the first caller? What's your answer, caller?
Oh, they use ethanol fuel.
That's correct.
That is correct.
They use a Sunoco. It's called Sunoco Green E15. It's a 98% octane blend with 15% ethanol and 85% gas. So, and it's just official fuel across the national series. It has been since 2004, which ties us into this week's race. They're racing actually at Iowa Speedway, and the Cup Series race is the Iowa Corn 300 powered by ethanol. So the O'Reilly Series will race Saturday in the Perks 250. It'll be on at 4:00 on the CW Network.
Hold on, Steve. Christian, can you put him on hold? Here we go. There you go. Okay, go ahead, Steve. It was just a lot of static.
Right.
Go ahead. Finish that up.
Okay, yeah, no problem. So, and then the Cup Series guys will race Sunday at 2:30 on the USA Network. The Iowa track is a 0.87-mile short track oval. I don't want to get too deep in this. Unless you're a hardcore fan, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. There's been a new rule change effective this week. NASCAR has been struggling with too much downtime at the breaks in between the stages. So they're going to change the rule to where if there's 10 or fewer laps before the end of the stage, and a caution comes out, they're going to call the caution. That'll be the end of the stage. The whole reason to do this is we want more green flag racing and less caution laps. And so this makes the race get over a little quicker and a lot more racing, which is going to change the strategy for the guys on top of the pit box, because fuel is going to really come into a way to flip a stage here for some of their drivers. So, and most of the, if you don't know what a stage is, most NASCAR races have three different stages, and it's a way that they break up the race. And at the end of each segment or each stage, they actually give away points. So you're racing to try to win that stage, because at the end of the year, this is all about how many points that you're going to gather up to try to make it to the round of 16.
All right, you got 4 weeks left, right? You got the top five are Hamlin, Reddick, Blaney, Gibbs, and Josevar.
Yep, Josevar moves into the fifth position. There's been some, guys that weren't hot early are getting hot now. Logano's really hot. I'm watching the driver standings from 12 to 20 right now because there's a lot of movement. You had Logano jump three places this week. They're trying to be in the top 16 so that they can be in the playoffs. In reality, probably the top six to top 10 are logistical guys that could win the series all out, but you still want to make that top 16.
Roger, did you ever think I would say Hamlin, Reddick, Blaney, Gibbs, and Josevar? Pretty cool.
Yeah,
I just spit that out there. Like
I did not have that on my bingo card ever.
Steve, good to see you last night at Mainline Sports Bar with your team.
We had 14. No, we didn't win. We stunk it up, but we had more fun than anybody. Like always.
Actually, because I gave away first, second, third, fourth, and fifth place prizes. As a matter of fact, I gave away six prizes, and I took $20 out of my pocket and gave it to your board because your team came in sixth place. Had first a $100 gift card from Oakland for first, 50 for second, third, sturdy. I gave away two $25 gift cards from Family Market.
So you were the winner. Were the winner.
He wasn't paying attention.
Well,
he wasn't paying attention.
I guess he just forgot to tell me about that.
Well, it was cash.
Hey,
took it right out of my pocket.
Yeah, I was going to give away a pair of shorts, but Roger got them, and so I don't know that I can top
that. You sucker. I want my shorts.
Steve, great stuff as always, Mr. NASCAR.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, thank you. I just hope people are enjoying this and that they can find some love for the sport that I love.
Well, strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
We got four on there.
Yeah,
good job.
Right. If they don't like it, just tell them what you told me last night when you didn't get your dinner. I told you
we got to get that food out there faster to the Quals team. Right.
We got to go to Larry.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go to a break. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for the design.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, guys.
Thanks for
everything. Love you.
Love you too, buddy.
Hey, here we go. Here's what's going to happen. I don't care about getting up early tomorrow like I'm going to have to. You know what I said?
What?
I kind of just don't care. I kind of don't care.
So for $50, if you come back from the break and you're ready to sing that song from Justin Moore, go to his lyrics, you get $50 cash.
Yes, a gift card.
It's like cash.
But you won't get it today. You'll get it next week.
Just come back with that song. Be ready. We'll come
back. Kind of don't care about getting up.
That's right. We're talking about the Justin Moore Finish the Lyrics brought to you by Hagen's Dodge. Don't go away. It is a 9:43.
No.
Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkup with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you for life.
Gear up and save big time with the fall kickoff sale at Hunter's Refuge in Whitehall. Massive savings on back to school clothing and footwear, plus huge savings on camo, firearms, hunting gear, archery, and more. All on sale store wide. Whether you're headed back to class or back to the woods, Hunter's Refuge has you covered. Plus, shop the outdoor tent sale with savings up to 75% off. See all 8 pages of deals online at huntersrefuge.com for the fall kickoff sale Wednesday through Saturday at Hunter's Refuge in Whitehall.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
Make Jim's Razorback Pizza your game day headquarters. Known for their amazing thin crust and Detroit-style deep dish pizzas, but don't pass up on their wings that were voted the best by AY Magazine. If you're looking for a great place to watch the game and the most accommodating service around, visit Jim's Razorback Pizza at Highway 10 just past Taylor Loop and the second location at the Morgan Mall Mail exit. Jim's Razorback Pizza, proudly serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years.
I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report for Friday morning. Travs get a win last night at home over Amarillo, 4-1. Nico Telesheh spinning 6 shutout to pick up his 6th win of the year, his team-leading 7th quality start of the season. Lucas Kelly spun a perfect 9th to close it for his first save, but the Travs hit a pair of home runs to account for the offense. Hunter Fitzgerald, his league-leading 27th of the year, got it started, and then a 3-run blast from new acquisition Boston Smith, playing just his 3rd Travs game, his 2nd home run. That gave the Travs the breathing room, and they go on to win 4-1. They'll look to make it 2 in a row tonight at home against Amarillo. Top pitching prospect in baseball, Cade Anderson, starts for the Travs. He's 9-1 with a 1.20 ERA. One of the Diamondbacks' top pitching prospects, David Hageman, makes his AA debut as the Amarillo starter. Coverage over on Buzz 2 at 6:50, but come join us at the ballpark. It's video game night, free video game trailer, Mario Kart tournament, and post-game fireworks as well. First pitch, 7:05. As the Travs host Amarillo tonight, I'm Stephen Davis. This is your Travs report.
Burroughs and Mr. Franks is a long-standing iconic luxury eyewear shop in the Heights. They're family-owned and operated opticians that feature high-end designer eyewear that you can't find anywhere else. Brands like Cartier, Gucci, Salt, and State Optical. Plus, they have all their lenses from the high-tech lens crafter Zeiss, who make lenses for cameras, telescopes, microscopes, and yes, glasses. These are found only at Burroughs, and they do all the fitting and lab work right in their own in-store lab. They're at 5901 R Street in the Heights, Burroughs and Franks Optical.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Gonna get your Willie on.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
That's my bub right there.
All right,
did you swallow your
seeds? No, I didn't. We have seeds. We have watermelon seeds in our mouth as we're trying to talk Christian.
All right.
So, excuse me, man. We don't want to hit you. We're going to see how far we can spit them. Oh, we're going that
direction. I'm
going
to hit this.
Well, this young man's going to get us right here.
He's going to cut my throat with a knife.
Okay, of course he's going to say here. Yeah. People are walking in front of us, Christian.
That's all right. That's all right. We're going
to
spit this.
We're trying to see who can spit the longest.
She looks like she better to whip somebody's ass. Look at the way she walked. That's the way you walk through a gym.
Nobody was walking through here for about 3 minutes.
Nobody.
Okay, here we go. Cool. No, ladies. Let's go that way. All right. Are we going to do it at the same time?
Yeah.
One, two.
I'm way out there.
Are you? You got me beat.
You can't see it?
I would imagine. Like, we'll do that again. We'll try it one more time. All right, two things, Roger.
People are leaving. These idiots spitting on our floor.
Have you got to spit some watermelon seeds? All right. I know we've got Congressman Bruce Westerman on the phone. Yeah. Let's hit the open before we go to him. Let's hit the open for our Justin Lyric.
Finish the lyric, Chrissy Chris.
Got the Kenwood banging now.
Wow. That sounds like one of our past contestants.
Sure. That's the wrong one.
No, it's okay.
You're all right, baby boy.
We'll start it. You finish it. It's time for Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Higgins Chrysler Dodge Ram in Morrilton. With a huge selection of discounted Ram trucks ready to roll and great pre-owned vehicles, Higgins has something for you. Check them out at HigginsMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
All right, start playing the song, Roger, and this is what you got. Look up the lyrics to this song, and you win $50 cash that easy. It's called I Kinda Don't Care.
Because I don't care about getting up early in the morning to drive to London, Arkansas. But I'm going to make film, and we'll make movie history.
All right. Yeah. So that's what you got to do. Look at the lyrics of this. Call in, and we'll get you on, and you'll have a chance to win $50 cash. That easy.
Just read it.
They could read it. That easy. Maybe people don't need $50. I can buy a nice lunch for $50. Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline and talk to our congressman. Bruce Westerman is on the phone. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Great, David. Appreciate you being in host covering the Watermelon Festival. Big deal.
Yeah. Now, where were you born and raised, Bruce?
Hot Spring. Born and raised and live there now.
How many Hope Watermelon Festivals have you been to?
I've lost count, but a lot of fun times at the Hope Watermelon Festival. I was thinking about the first one I went to when I was first running for Congress, and they have the Hope Watermelon 5K. So Tom Cotton was there running the 5K, and my youngest son, who would have been about 12 years old at the time, he kept inching up towards the front at the start. I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm going to beat Tom Cotton in this race." So they take off, and, Tom's got these long legs, and my son's just doing 3 steps for every one of Tom's. I get about a mile and a half into the race, and I catch up with my son. He says, "Man, Dad, he's fast, and he's got long legs."
there's so many things. You got the 5K, and you got
golf tournament.
You got arm wrestling, sea spitting, watermelon eating,
WWE wrestling.
I got to ask about this picture. Runt Kidd was talking about this, and why do you have such a small watermelon at the base of the U.S. Capitol instead of one of the big boys from Hope?
Yeah, well, first off, Ronald Kidd, a.k.a. Runt, is a great American. But that picture, we were poking fun at the size of the melons in D.C., and it was National Watermelon Month or something. So we did a post, and that would be like Watermelonville. I mean, that was a baby.
It
fit in one hand, but not like the big watermelons of Hope.
How many festivals, as a U.S. congressman, do you try to make in your district? How many festivals are there?
Oh, there's probably a dozen. And at some point in time, I've been to all of them. I can't get to every one of them every year, but it's a lot of fun. These are really big events in these small rural towns, and people really show up for them.
Well, I've got to ask, too, you were a former Razorback. I went out and watched practice yesterday, first day of practice, and I know you're excited. Have you had a chance to visit much with Coach Silverfield?
A little bit. I'm planning to be up there in the next week or so, go out and watch practice. The Senate's trying to move on an NIL bill, and there's some interest in that. But yeah, I'm excited to get up and see what we've got, and hopefully it's going to be a much better year than last year.
Well, listen, it's always good to hear from you. Glad when you get back, and obviously you spend time here in our great state. We're honored to be here on the 50th anniversary. Always glad that you're listening, Bruce. I love the fact you got a connection with Runt.
Ronald Runt.
He is one of a kind. I can tell. That's the kind of characters you love.
That's right.
Yeah, I was doing an event down there on feral hogs at the Cooperative Extension Service. They had these pig professors there going on and on about everything about pigs, and people's eyes were glazing over, and they got finished. So I get up in front of the crowd and I ask for questions. Well, Runt stands up, and it was that point that I realized I never knew his first name. I'd only heard him called Runt. So I said, Runt, you got a question? He said, Congressman, we got a pig problem. He said, last year I killed something like 693. And the room got quiet. Everybody looked at him. He said, with a knife.
I don't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it either.
Did he text you and said he's going to carry you to lunch?
Well, I think I've already got lunch planned, but I'd love to eat lunch at Runt anytime I get to visit him.
Well, listen, hey, thanks for checking in with us. Have a safe trip on your way down to Hope. Have fun down here at the Watermelon Festival. We'll see you maybe up on the hill at one of the games this year.
You bet. Thanks, David.
All right, Bruce, thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Thanks so much. Bruce Westerman,
love everybody.
The congressman's listening as he's coming into town.
We got congressmen, state representatives.
Yeah, governors.
Is Lady Governor listening?
I don't know. Roger, do we have enough time? Do we ever get a call?
Nope.
I guess nobody wants 50 bucks.
Nope.
Play the song.
Here I want a hog about love.
And do we have Phil in the studio?
Hog about love.
Phil and Justin are both here.
Both are in the studio.
Are
good morning, guys.
Me?
Hey, gentlemen.
What's up, boys?
Hang on. I was just going to do a radio show here in a little bit. How are you today?
Yeah. We're good. We're down here in the midst of watermelons. Justin, I don't know if you heard me. He walked in here yesterday and looked at this guy who was selling soap, one of the vendors. And I looked, and I said, Roger Clinton? He goes, Basil? It's just for Roger Clinton.
Roger Clinton. How do you
It was
that?
Making soap, selling soap at the Hope Watermelon Festival.
Did I see you holding a 204-pound watermelon today?
Was
that
did.
Real? Is that
you
real?
Did.
Replica?
Yep. That was 268.8 pounds, Phil. Held it right over his head.
I wish I could.
Now, I think pretty poop came out.
It's a good-looking replica, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Yeah. Baz, how many miles have you driven this week?
I don't know, a lot.
You should have kept track. I would have liked to have known.
I know.
It was like, I got to reschedule our meeting. I'm going to drive to Fayetteville after the show, then back, and then to Hot Springs, and back, and then to Hope. And I'm like,
I know.
God dang, man.
I know. I'm all over the place. It's all good, man. It's all good.
We got to get you a helicopter, like that guy that flew his helicopter to Cabela's the other day. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Yeah, it's very, very cool.
As Travico flies, right? Travico's a nightmare, so he just jumped in.
What's happening on the zone today?
I don't know. Phil, what are we doing? We've got a lot of people coming in today, don't we? I think so. I haven't heard from Pigskin, but I assume he's in.
I'm assuming
Champs
he's
and Chumps, thanks to Washed Up Bar and Grill and BKC Home Builders.
Get to hear from Tim Kramsey, offensive coordinator. He had some pretty lengthy answers yesterday, and I think people want to hear about the quarterback battle, about the wide receiver battle. There's a lot of battles.
I don't know if you guys played any the defensive coordinator yesterday, Baz.
No.
Ron Roberts, it's a very interesting speaking style. He interrupts himself. In the midst of his context, it's like
that's funny.
He talks over himself. It's weird, really a strange. Just listen to his. He's just got a different cadence. It's very unique. But anyway,
that's funny.
So normal stuff. But good Friday. We got a lot to get to.
Awesome, Roger. Did we get a winner?
No.
Were they on the phone?
Well, I don't know.
Let's see. Let's just see if they answer.
Is Cheryl still there? Cheryl, are you there?
Yes, Cheryl. I am.
Do you want to try to win 50 bucks?
She's got 20 seconds.
All right. 20 seconds. So say the name of the song. Say the name of the song.
I don't What's care.
That's
I
it. You're the winner.
I don't care.
You're the winner. Good job. That's how you get it done.
Cheryl, give your information to Christian. I'll bring your card back next week. You can pick it up next week at the station.
Good job. Good job, everybody. All right. Rod, good job. Christian, good job.
I get you, buddy.
Everybody have a great weekend.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like.